Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Whether a one-room bed and breakfast or a 500-room hotel, a hospitality property is a complex organization that requires the collaboration of various departments to provide seamless service to its guests. Each department has a specific role to play, and I'm going to share the top 10 departments you need to consider for your property. Welcome to another edition of Hospitality Property School. I am your instructor, Jerry McPherson. A central belief of most personal development philosophies is that to have a wonderful life, one must take complete responsibility for it and everything that happens. As the owner of an independent hotel, resort, inn, or bed and breakfast, you and you alone can manifest any problems or uncomfortable situations that occur. Passing blame to or not being supportive of your employees can develop a disease that can destroy your business and have a negative influence on your life. Your problems don't go away until you take responsibility for them. All right, you might be thinking, this stuff's a little heavy. I just want to know what departments I need. The reason for this thought process is that so when you have an organization strategy in place and have it work, you'll have the right mindset, and you'll be able to look at the big picture. Continue reading, watching, or listening, and I'll explain more about why and which departments you need at your property right after a word from our sponsor. How do I open a hotel, resort, inn, bed and breakfast, or vacation rental? Or how do I grow my hotel, resort, inn, bed and breakfast, or vacation rental business? Or what changes do I have to make at my property post-COVID-19? If you have ever asked yourself any of these questions, I'll be happy to answer. But before I do, let me ask you a couple of questions. Does the idea of being your own boss in the hospitality property industry sound appealing? Is the thought of sharing your corner of the world with guests intriguing? Have you ever thought of opening or growing a hotel, resort, inn, bed and breakfast, or vacation rental, but are not sure where to start? Are you worried about whether guests will return and keep returning to your property after COVID? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, this course is for you. This course is designed to get you started and grow your business as a hospitality property owner or manager with more than just quick fix tactics, but instead help you develop successful long-term operation methods. I will cover Series 1, Hospitality Property Organizational Structure. Series number 2, Steps to Hiring Exceptional Hospitality Property Staff. Series 3, Marketing Strategy for Hospitality Properties. Series 4, Guest Expectations in the Hospitality Property Industry. Do you want to take your hospitality property to the next level? Don't hesitate. Sign up now. Before the break, I said I would explain more about why and which departments you need at your property. Your goal in setting up an organizational strategy is to develop a business that you could someday sell or turn over to someone, and the operation would continue to operate without missing a beat. You want to develop an operations manual. You don't have to sell, but with this thought process in mind, it will be easier to stay focused. Now, I understand every hospitality property could be a little different, but this is a model that, if you follow, will work. Don't plan on racing through this exercise. It's going to take time. I recommend you take some quiet time, away from all the action, a pen and a notebook, and write down all the responsibilities required to run your property. Remember the big picture. Here's how you start. The exact departments and the responsibilities may vary depending on the size and type of your property, but here are the most common 10 departments in a hospitality property. Front desk reception. The front desk or reception is usually the first point of contact for guests, where they check in, check out, make reservations, and get information about your property and its services. Housekeeping. The housekeeping department is responsible for cleaning and maintaining guest rooms and public areas of your property, including changing linens, replenishing amenities, and ensuring cleanliness and hygiene standards. Sales and marketing. The sales and marketing department is responsible for promoting your property, attracting new guests, and maximizing revenue by developing strategies to increase bookings, sales, and loyalty programs. Food and beverage. The food and beverage department includes all your property's dining options, such as restaurants, bars, room service, banquets, and catering. This department is responsible for preparing and serving food and drinks to guests. Accounting and finance. The accounting and finance department is responsible for managing your property's finances, including budgeting, payroll, accounts payable and receivable, and financial reporting. Human resources. The human resource department is responsible for recruiting, hiring, training, and managing all your staff, ensuring compliance with labor laws, and providing employee benefits and support. Do these make sense so far? Let me know by leaving a short comment. Engineering and maintenance. The engineering and maintenance department is responsible for ensuring that your property's physical facilities, such as electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and HVAC systems, are functioning properly and well maintained. Security. The security department is responsible for ensuring the safety and security of your property and its guests, including monitoring access control, conducting patrols, responding to emergencies, and managing guest complaints and incidents. Spa and wellness. The spa and wellness department provides guests with relaxation and wellness services, such as massages, facials, yoga classes, and fitness centers. Concierge. The concierge department provides guests with personal assistant, such as arranging transportation, making restaurant reservations, booking tours and activities, and providing information about local attractions and events. If you have a small operation, this might sound insane, but in many cases, one or more of these responsibilities could fall to one person. The important thing to remember is that each of these responsibilities has to be treated like a separate entity, and by this I mean each of these responsibilities has to have easy-to-follow duties, methods to do each duty effectively, and checklists to ensure they are done correctly. In conclusion, hospitality properties have many departments that work together to provide guests with comfortable, enjoyable, and a memorable stay. Understanding each department's role and responsibilities is crucial for ensuring smooth operations and providing guests with exceptional service. Do you segment your property into departments? Let me know in the comments. We cover more on all aspects of operating a hospitality property in the Guide to Owning and Operating a Hospitality Property Successfully course. Take advantage. You can find more information at keystonehpd.com/course. You're going to have access to this episode for as long as you'd like, but if you'd like to see all the bonuses you would have access to as a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, check out the short video in this episode post show notes. In our next episode, I will be talking about how to hire hotel employees. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you sign up for insider tips, give us a wave on social, and join one of our groups. And make sure to get your free copy of the How to Improve Your Hospitality Property Success. You can find all of the links in the show notes. Now, if you like this, let me know in the comments section below, and if you're going to implement any of these procedures. You can support this free podcast by leaving us a review and giving us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening to it. Every review helps more people find the podcast at no cost to you. If you know someone who might benefit from this, please feel free to share it. Be sure to subscribe. Thank you so much for your attention, and let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.